Yeah, welcome back. Hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. And we were just talking about the Chuck E. Cheese. For some reason, we were talking about top fast food restaurants by Google review in each state and by genre, by like cuisine. And so the top pizza places in Massachusetts, it was Chuck E. Cheese. Pretty much everywhere else, it's either Papa Murphy's or Marco's Pizza. But for some reason up there, it's Chuck E. Cheese. And I got text here. Says, yeah, the Chuck E. Cheese in Massachusetts are wicked awesome. Are freaking wicked. Should be wicked awesome. I'm just correcting you. They're wicked awesome. But yeah, I guess they must be different than the Chuck E. Cheese's I've been to. It's kind of funny. All right, top three stories here. Kevin McCarthy still trying to become, like, secure enough votes to be Speaker of the House. And he's got detractors, and so he's offered concessions to the detractors with the new House rules package. We'll see whether that's enough to get the detractors. And by the way, one of those detractors is our congressman, Representative Matt Gaetz. Ukraine has struck Russian military forces in the Donbas region, the deadliest attack in months. According to Russia, it's about 63 soldiers who are servicemen who've died in those attacks. And the actor, Jeremy Renner, is in critical yet stable condition after receiving extensive injuries following a snowplow accident. Apparently he had this big snowcat machine. I was thinking it was like a snow blower, but no, it's like a snow plow. And with like metal tracks and everything. Apparently those metal tracks ran over one of his legs somehow. And he needed a tourniquet to stop the extensive bleeding, and had to be life flighted. I don't know how that would have happened, but that happened on New Year's Day. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Those are your top three stories. So with the new year, we have new laws that are getting into place. One of those is Maya's Law. Now, Maya's Law was actually partially implemented back in July. This is the part that was implemented requires a landlord to perform background screening on potential employees. The background check must include searching all sex offender and predator and criminal lists in all 50 states and DC. That part of the law got implemented back in July. Now the rest of the law is being implemented, which is designed to help create more safety measures for tenants. This is named after Maya Marcano. She was a 19-year-old student who was killed in her own apartment complex by a maintenance worker who had access to the master key. And so this came out as like, hey, we need to do more protections for tenants. We need to have better background checks for maintenance workers and other people who could have access to tenants' apartments. So that was part one through. Now, landlords are now required to give tenants reasonable notice, 12 to 24 hours before entering a unit for maintenance or repairs. That way they can choose to leave or not. And by the way, this is only going to affect multifamily complexes. It will not affect single family homes, duplexes, triplexes, or even quadruplexes. The law, according to President of Florida Landlord Network, Paul Howard, he says that the law requires operators of licensed rental communities to, upon request, provide information about company policy regarding criminal background checks of employees and to maintain a log of everyone who has issued a copy of an apartment key. So these are just some of the things that have come about due to Maya's Law that got implemented yesterday here in the state of Florida to help protect tenants and tenants' rights and tenant security. So let's see here. The other thing this is not a law that's gotten implemented in place. This is something that's going to come up in the Florida legislative session. So the Florida's abortion law is basically a ban after 15 weeks. A bill has already been introduced in the Florida legislature, which they'll discuss in the legislative session, that it will reduce the ban from 12 weeks to, I'm sorry, from 15 weeks down to 12 weeks. So that's one of the things that they are trying to get implemented possibly this year. And it seems like there's a lot of, it seems like there's already a lot of interest in going ahead and getting it passed that way. Florida legislative session, by the way, going to be starting a little bit later this year. Usually either starts in end of January, maybe February. This year it's going to start March 7th and go through May 5th. So got a couple more months of people submitting different bills that they're hoping will get passed in the legislature for 2023. But that's one of them, the Florida abortion law, trying to lower the abortion ban from 15 weeks down to 12 weeks. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by ECUA. Our roads are looking good with I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. 29 throughout Pensacola and both the north and southbound lanes are looking good, as well as throughout McDavid and into Century. And 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre not showing any major slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
One other story here I want to bring up before we get into a break. I kind of brought this up on Friday, but I want to bring it up again. According to, you know, I think it's interesting because Governor Gavin Newsom from California, do you remember like last year, earlier in the year, one of the big stories was that he was spending advertising in Florida to basically trying to tell people like, hey, it's better in California. Come on over here. Right. And he was trying to like, he was trying to downplay or belittle Governor DeSantis's policies and things like that, and was basically just like, hey, you should come to California. Well, 2022 saw more businesses relocate from California to Florida. Yeah, that's right. Like, wait, what? So, he was spending all this money trying to convince people to relocate to California. In the meantime, businesses were leaving California and coming here. Now, admittedly, the top state that got California businesses was Texas, but we were second. And so I'm just like, they don't want to be there with all your laws and your regulations and a threat that at any time you don't like something, that you could just shut them down, shut down their business. Yeah, they don't like that stuff. So they're trying to get out of there. Plus, there's a pretty high corporate income tax rate there. And state sales tax, of course, local sales tax is higher, the whole works. So there's, I mean, you can do all your advertising all you want, but the business owners know. The business owners know. No, things are nicer in other states. And it's just the way it is. But yeah, so apparently 2022 saw even more California businesses relocate to Texas and to Florida than years past, despite the efforts from Gavin Newsom to try to convince that California was better. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Hey, Pensacola Mardi Gras is kicking off the Mardi Gras season this Friday with a static parade and blessing of the floats in downtown Pensacola. Go check out the Mardi Gras cruise and stick around for the cutting of the cake. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. The man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students could be back in the state of Idaho as soon as tomorrow. Brian Koberger was arrested last week in his home state of Pennsylvania. He is not expected to fight extradition. Air traffic slowed at most of Florida's airports. Not anything to do with Southwest, but a huge computer malfunction. The FAA says air traffic control issues are triggering hours-long flight delays to most of the airports in the state of Florida. Checked earlier with the Pensacola International Airport. There was a lot of delays on departing flights this afternoon and later on tonight. Airport Assistant Director Director Erica Grancanolo told me, though, all of those delays here locally are due to weather, not the computer malfunction. A 19-year-old Maine man facing charges of attempted murder for the knife attack of three New York City cops in Times Square on New Year's Eve. Suspect Trevor Bickford remains in the hospital after being shot in the shoulder. And the Powerball jackpot continuing to grow. Tonight's jackpot in the multi-state lottery game will be worth $265 million. And as for Tuesday's Mega Millions, that's up to now around $785 million.
Oh, boy, getting close. Yeah, do you think it'll be over a billion tomorrow?
Let's see. So tomorrow's the drawing.
If there's not a winner.
Yeah, if there's not a winner, I think it's a billion if it doesn't get tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean,
it's been going up by about, what, like 200 and some odd million. That kind of seems like, you know, the pattern. So,
but when you get more, you know, get the higher dollar amount, you get more people wanting to chip in, right?
And you get the first timers like you who are saying, you know what, it's time.
Exactly.
This is it.
I'm waiting for it to hit a billion.
It's because I haven't gotten into it. That's why nobody's won yet.
That's right. Exactly. So as soon as the moment I'm thinking about, like, I'm on my way to the gas station to get a ticket is when there'll be a winner.
Right.
That's probably what'll happen. Mm-hmm. So, or the moment, like, as soon as I buy the ticket, like within 30 minutes, I'm like, winner somewhere else. So that'll end up being what happens. So you just mentioned the flight delays in Pensacola is due to weather.
Yes.
So we're expected to get pretty bad weather tomorrow. We're already getting the alerts and everything that bad thunderstorms and stuff.
I mean, it
is possible tornadoes tomorrow.
It is really foggy out there. I mean, it was last night when I was driving home.
Super dense fog. In fact, I believe it's technically a dense fog warning. You don't really use those very often.
Right.
But tomorrow, I guess the fog's clearing out. And I mean, we're going to get thunderstorms tonight too. But tomorrow is supposed to be like thunderstorms with a chance of like hurricane, tornadoes. Like, we got to watch tornadoes and stuff tomorrow. So
have you heard
more flight issues tomorrow? Probably.
What was it, like 3 weeks ago where we had the elevated alert of 3 out of 5? Have you? I personally haven't seen anything like that.
No, nothing like that yet. No, no. It's just they're starting to just say, be aware. Tomorrow might be a day where we could have, you know, chances of severe thunderstorms and tornadoes.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look like it's on the level it was 3 weeks ago, but it's one of those things where it could escalate, right? Because mm-hmm. it's just one of those things we've got to watch. So I'm sure that's going to affect the flights out of Pensacola Airport tomorrow as well, just a little bit. Crazy story there with the machete attack in New York City with officers being targeted over there. Apparently it sounds like they're going to be okay. I mean, they're obviously injured, but
I believe I read earlier that the officers involved had already all been released from
the hospital. Oh, they've already been released. Okay. Yeah, that's good then. Yeah, that's fantastic. So very bizarre story right there on there. And I guess we're getting more information about him, that he's
according to the New York Post, he was already on the FBI watch list.
I saw that.
Seeing that, yeah.
Yep, I saw that earlier. I brought that up earlier saying, you know, that to me it makes it worse almost. Like, when they're on your watch list and you still weren't able to stop them, I mean, I don't know what's worse. Like, not knowing about them or knowing about them and they're still able to do it. So that's a pretty tough one right there. And I guess we'll hopefully get more information about this Idaho murder suspect tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
Because apparently all the arrest records and all that stuff is sealed until he gets in front of an Idaho judge, right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's what it sounded like in the press conference, which I think was Friday, right? Wasn't it Friday?
Yeah,
that was the county attorney saying that that's Idaho state law that required them to seal the affidavit of probable cause or arrest or whatever, you know, legal jargon they have there. But yeah, so that should be unsealed once he makes an initial appearance, which may or may not be tomorrow or, you know, Wednesday. But I'm sure that, and another thing too, because as I was watching the Fox News channel before the press conference started, they had a legal expert on, and one interesting thing that he said was that the state of Idaho, apparently, you know, and we kind of got a glimpse of that in the press conference, you know, the state of Idaho has some, I don't know if weird or wonky is the right term, but their laws are just a little bit different when it comes to this sort of thing, where, you know, there's kind of a time crunch when it comes to the initial proceedings for a case like this, where, you know, there has to be a certain amount of time that has to happen, you know, from the time of an initial appearance to, you know, the charges have to be filed. I don't remember exactly what it was, but he was saying that, you know, it's basically around the clock work for prosecutors over the next few weeks, because there is a certain amount of time that has to, you know, either not go by, or they have to have all of their evidence in by a certain period of time or something like that. But yeah, it's kind of a strange situation, at least, you know, as I've been paying attention to it, that you don't typically hear of in other states. I'll just say that.
Gotcha. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90. We were just talking about how there is a lot of fog, so just be cautious on the roads. Other than that, we are looking good, though. If you see something else, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I got a text here that says, what percentage is the lottery distributed, the profit from the lottery distributed? I have no idea. How the profit from the lottery is distributed, and what percentage for like each state, because not every state participates in it either. So I don't really pay much attention to the lottery. All right, coming up here next, a new feature for you, your daily dad joke, next on News Radio 92.3.
Younger with the quick fuse, I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 2 minutes, we got your Fox News update, followed by your sports hit, giving you an update on what's going on with the college bowl games that are going on today. So stick around for that. Right now, got a little new feature for you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's daily dad joke.
Yes, despite popular demand, here's a couple of New Year's ones for you. My New Year's resolution is to procrastinate. I'll start tomorrow. Okay. I was going to quit all my bad habits for the new year, but then I remembered nobody likes a quitter. And finally here, I was going to tell you a joke about time traveling, but you guys didn't like it. That was a thinking one. Yeah, I like the dad jokes, so I'll be doing that a little bit every day. This one's not a joke. Amtrak has a big increase in ridership in 2022, but it is still not back to pre-pandemic levels. We'll see whether or not them getting to Mobile will make a difference, because they're finalizing that whole ordeal. Amtrak will be returning back to the Mobile area, going from Mobile to New Orleans. And maybe that'll help their ridership tick up. But yeah, a lot of people not wanting to ride the train post-pandemic.
Never.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So coming up here in about 10 minutes, got another quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. We've got your top stories on foxnews.com as well. Got your sports hit coming up here shortly. You want to stick around for that. Then, but let me tell you about Big Brothers and Big Sisters. The Big Gala is coming up, presented by the Pensacola Ice Flyers on Saturday, January 14th. It's their biggest black tie event of the year. It's going to support the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. This year's theme is Come Fly With Me to celebrate Northwest Florida's rich history in aviation. So contact Big Brothers and Big Sisters for sponsorship opportunities at 850-433-KIDS. Or go to our website, newsradio923.com. Proceeds from the Big Gala go towards the Big Brothers and Big Sisters to help their mission to create and support one-on-one mentoring relationships. Every child deserves to see their potential realized. Sometimes it just takes a supportive adult to help defend that potential. So once again, that's January 14th for the Big Gala. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories before we get into our sports hit. Kevin McCarthy offering concessions to the detractors. There's five Republicans who are saying they're not going to vote for him, one of which is our own Congressman Matt Gaetz. And so he's offered some concessions to the detractors with the House rules package in order to try to win them over. Ukraine has struck Russian forces in the Donbas region, the deadliest attack in months. And Jeremy Renner, the actor, has extensive injuries following a New Year's Day snowplow accident. He had a tourniquet on his legs after his snowplow ran his leg over. He ended up having to get life flighted. He's in critical yet stable condition. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. Your sports hit tonight. Big Monday night football game tonight. The 12-3 Buffalo Bills are going to be going to Cincinnati to play the Bengals, who are 11-4. This will be at 7:30 on ABC and ESPN, and of course ESPN2. Earlier today, the New York Knicks beat the Phoenix Suns 102-83. Coming up tonight at 9 o'clock on NBA TV will be the Atlanta Hawks against the Golden State Warriors. NCAA football, we've had a few bowl games today. Number 16, Tulane, upset number 10, USC, 46-45. Number 17, LSU, crushed Purdue, 63-7. Number 22, Mississippi State, ended up beating Illinois, 19-10. And in their efforts to help honor their head coach, Mike Leach, who passed away about a month ago of a heart attack. And then right now it's halftime in the Rose Bowl. This game is on ESPN, and number 11 Penn State is tied with number 8 Utah at 14 apiece. So halftime right there in the Rose Bowl, and that game's on ESPN. Boston Bruins beat the Pittsburgh Penguins earlier today, 2-1. Coming up later tonight, Las Vegas is playing Colorado on ESPN+, and Philadelphia Flyers are playing Anaheim at 9 o'clock. Then in sports news, Tennessee Titans are going to start their quarterback Dobbs against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Joshua Dobbs, he was a former University of Tennessee quarterback. They picked him up, three games before the Thursday night football game. He ended up playing pretty well. They still lost, but he ended up playing pretty well. They're going to go ahead and play him over Malik Willis, their draft pick in this year's draft. So big one right here in the AFC South title game as Ryan Tannehill is still hurt. Tennessee Titans have lost 6 in a row. They were the top of the AFC South. They were one of the top teams in the AFC. They've lost 6 in a row here. And we'll see if they're able to finish it out and win the AFC South. This is a big game right there. The playoff-bound Tampa Bay Buccaneers are still planning to play Tom Brady and the starters. You know, they're just about a 500 team right now, so they want to make sure they keep the players warm and loose going into the playoffs. According to a report, John Harbaugh of University of Michigan will jump to the NFL if he gets an offer. McNally, the very first NFL official in the Hall of Fame, has passed away today at the age of 97. He was instrumental in getting instant replay instituted in the NFL. Martina Navratilova was diagnosed with 2 forms of cancer. She says they caught it pretty early, so she has a pretty good diagnosis. The 2024 Winter Classic will be the Seattle Kraken hosting the Las Vegas Knights. And Alabama Crimson Tide stars are headed to the NFL. Quarterback Bryce Young, linebacker Will Anderson, and running back Jahmyr Gibbs have all declared for the NFL draft. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf. We'll come back here with a couple of other stories for you.
This traffic update is presented by Avalon HR. I-10, I-110 moving nicely, as well as 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola. No accidents to report. We do have a lot of dense fog throughout the area and going to be going on throughout tonight. So be really careful when you're on our roads, especially our major highways. If you see something on the roads or have details, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report is presented by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. Employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
By the way, big comeback for Tulane. They scored 16 points in the final 4 minutes in order to beat USC and upset USC. So that was a pretty big one right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. New year, new laws in many of these states. 11 states in the United States are reducing their individual income tax rates. Now, of course, state of Florida doesn't have income tax rate, but some of these states that do have decided to reduce them. Over the past 2 years, more than 20 states have cut their individual income tax rates, and there's a handful of them who are talking about doing what Florida and Texas do, which is just get rid of income tax rate. So Arizona, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New York, and North Carolina are all cutting their income tax rate. And then Arizona, Idaho, and Mississippi are moving away from the graduated rate income tax to a flat tax, where all the taxes is taxed at the same rate regardless of income level. So it looks like Massachusetts is the only state in the union that's actually increasing its individual income tax rate. Yeah. They're changing from a flat to a graduated rate of 9% on any household income over $1 million. Two states, Hawaii and Illinois, expanded their tax credit programs. And let's see here. States with low or no personal income tax rates are the fastest growing populations in the country. And of course, Florida is on that list, along with Idaho and North Carolina. And so Idaho and North Carolina both have flat income tax rates, but they're low rates compared to many other states. And then so we continue to see the states with high tax rates like New York, California, Hawaii, Oregon. Those are the states that are losing population. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, plus your top stories on FoxNews.com, Bobby's brain teases, and more. Stick around right here on News Radio 92.3.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking.
Yeah, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, the man accused of stabbing and killing four University of Idaho students plans to waive extradition. The suspect's attorney said over the weekend that waiving extradition to Idaho is a procedural issue. He was arrested last week in Pennsylvania, his home state. More problems flying today, but nothing to do with Southwest, really, is an apparent computer malfunction causing issues with airports, mainly in Central and South Florida, including Miami International, Fort Lauderdale, and Orlando. The FAA says that computer issues are being resolved. Here locally, dense fog probably an issue getting flights off the ground. We spoke with Pensacola International Airport about the FAA concern. They said that, yes, we have been seeing delays, but here locally, they're all weather-related. Russian officials say a significant number of Russian soldiers were killed by Ukrainian forces on New Year's Eve. Ukraine shelled a building housing conscripts in the occupied city of Makiivka, which the officials called a vocational school. And Oscar-nominated actor Jeremy Renner reported to be in critical but stable condition after a snowplow accident. Renner's rep says the 51-year-old actor was involved in a weather-related accident while plowing snow on Sunday at his home in the Sierra Nevada Mountains west of Reno. Glad he's okay.
Yeah, we've been talking about that as one of our top three stories. It's also one of the top stories on FoxNews.com as well. We don't really have a whole lot of details, and I'm very interested in finding out because I had to look it up because I misunderstood at first. I thought it was a snow blower that he was using, like to clear his driveway type thing. But then when I read, it was like a quarter mile away from his house, and I'm like, what? And so I guess he was clearing the road from his house because there was a lot of snow, and he was clearing the road from his house so that they could get out. And so then I'm like, okay, this must be like a machine. So I pulled up the machine, and this thing is like, it's got metal tracks on it, and then it's got the plow on the front. Like, it's a you know, heavy piece of machinery, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, how in the world did he run himself over? Like, this isn't something, like, I thought before it was like maybe he slipped on the ice or the snow.
Right.
And then this thing rolled over. He must have, he had to be out of the cab, obviously. And then I guess the thing must have just kicked into gear or something. I'm dying to know what happened.
I mean, you know, snowplows don't move that fast.
Exactly.
That's really interesting. I'm sure we'll learn more. But, yeah, I mean, maybe what he was, you know, if he was inside the plow, like, I don't know if, you know, maybe what he was plowing was on a steep decline and maybe it flipped over or, I mean, you know, I had the same questions.
Well, they said the plow ran one of his legs over.
Okay.
So he was out of it, obviously. But what, is he trying to stop it or something? He was trying to climb back in. Was it moving? He tried to climb back in, slipped and fell, you know.
Yeah.
Because I know some people, maybe you just get a little overconfident sometimes. So maybe he had it going really slow.
It's like, yeah, I just got out of it real quick,
maybe move something.
Yeah.
Hop back in, slipped and fell, ran him over. And apparently it was very bad damage to his legs. Extensive bleeding. Luckily, a neighbor was a doctor, saw it, and tourniqueted his leg. And then they life-flighted him to a hospital. So pretty crazy, bizarre story right there. But. All right, thanks. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So the other top story on FoxNews.com, though, is armed and dangerous. Hunt for suspect intensifies after police chief is killed in the line of duty. A second cop is hurt. This happened in, I think it's Brecken. It's Brecken Ridge, Pennsylvania, or like Brecken something. Brackenridge. That's what it is. Brackenridge, Pennsylvania. The police chief was killed in a shooting. A second was shot, and the suspect is at large. So they are on the hunt for this shooter right now, according to local media up there. That's the top story on FoxNews.com. The top stories on FoxNews.com is border state beefs up its defense against illegal immigrants. Which state is this? Texas. Texas installed additional layers of razor wire to help stop illegal crossings. Governor Abbott says that the crews are working around the clock to secure the border in a federal government's absence of doing so. And so there's images of the Texas National Guard installing extra layers of razor wire in high traffic areas. So that's one of the top stories as well. I'll give you the rest of the top stories on FoxNews.com right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. We are looking good on our major highways, I-10, I-110, not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. Throughout Pensacola, Davis Highway, East Olive Road, as well as Creighton and Langley, checking in without any major slowdowns, and 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, looking good. If you do see something on the roads, see an accident, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. We do have a lot of fog throughout the area, so use some caution while on our major highways throughout Pensacola and surrounding areas. If you see something else, just make sure to give me a call. Again, this is brought to you by ECUA. This holiday season, ECUA encourages you to eliminate pouring cooking oil and grease down the drain. Keep your home's plumbing on a clean and fat-free diet. Visit livegreenecua.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A couple other stories on foxnews.com I'll let you know about. Our national news partner, one is Prince Harry, right, has some thoughts about his brother. Says that he wants his father and brother back. Alleges planting of stories and things like that, but basically says he wants his brother and his and his father back in his life. Then ESPN star rips USC and its star over vulgar fingernail message. And this is Kirk Herbstreit, obviously, you know, broadcaster for ESPN for both college and NFL now. USC quarterback Caleb Williams had a message painted on his fingernails that said F Utah in the conference game, but it didn't say F, you know, spelled it out. and Kirk Herbstreit was talking about it on the air and says, can Lincoln maybe police that a little bit? That's not a great representation of him or the school. He can paint whatever he wants. Fight on maybe would work, but I don't know about these, the Notre Dames and the Utahs. And he goes, it just, that represents not just himself, but SC and Lincoln Riley. They need to clean that S up. So here's Kirk Herbstreit upset that there's an F-bomb on painted on his fingernails, F Utah, and I guess he was so upset that he S-bombed on the air talking about it. So that's making the news. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
All righty. Bobby's Brain Teases here for you. Billy Joel once got into an argument with a younger man about growing up in the 1950s and how difficult it was. It basically led to him, because I guess the younger person said they grew that nothing happened. So Billy Joel began listing the events of the 1950s, and eventually that became his song, We Didn't Start the Fire. Then, let's see here. Ernest Hemingway survived malaria, pneumonia, anthrax, skin cancer, dysentery, anemia, hepatitis, diabetes, two plane crashes, a ruptured kidney, a ruptured liver, a ruptured spleen, a fractured skull, and a crushed vertebrae. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Then, let's see here. 54% of Americans, 54% between the ages of 16 and 74, read below a sixth grade level. That's right, 54% of Americans. And then we're more influenced by a person's smell by then their appearance. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.